From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD has made relentless efforts in pursuit of peaceful solutions to the Papua issue by engaging in a dialogue with Catholic and Christian leaders more recently. As Korban Ranus Agency attendees at the meeting comprised several figures, Monsignor Ignatius Retoyoban from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Agats and Monsignor Petrus Canisius Mandagi from the Archdiocese of Merauke. Ignatius Cardinal Suhario, the Indonesian Bishops' Conference or KWI Chairman and Archbishops of Jakarta, also partook in the dialogue with Minister Mahfud MD. According to the press statement on Wednesday, Minister Mahfud MD has been holding a dialogue with Papuan and other influential figures since his appointment by President Joko Widodo as the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs in 2019. Members of Indonesia's Regional Representative Council, DPD, handling the Papua issue, and Muslim figures from the Nahdlatul Ulama NU and Indonesian Ulama Council MUI also got involved in the dialogue. National Development Planning Minister and National Development Planning Agency Head Bappenas Suharso Manoarfa seeks micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs to play a broader role in boosting Indonesia's economy with a mere 57% contribution to GDP. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Minister Manoarfa stated on Wednesday that some 99% of the businesses in Indonesia are dominated by MSMEs, which absorb 97% of the total number of workers, but MSMEs only contribute 57% to the national GDP. He viewed that despite various MSMEs development programs being conducted by ministries and state institutions, the result had yet to be optimal. He also drew attention to an evaluation of MSMEs programs from January 2020 that pointed to moral hazards existing in the capital, grants offered by ministries and state institutions to MSMEs. Face-to-face learning plan for the 2021-2022 academic year will prioritize students' safety and preventions of the COVID-19 transmission within the educational unit. This was affirmed by spokesperson of the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Professor Wiku Adhisasmito, in his written statement on Wednesday. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, he also explained that the face-to-face learning for the new academic year in July will take into account the pandemic conditions, risk zones in each region, as well as the vaccination program for educators. The government and regional task force will ensure that all conditions under consideration are met. Hence, safety and efforts to prevent the risk of transmission in educational units will be successful when face-to-face learning is conducted. The government has earlier allowed students to resume face-to-face learning through a joint decree signed by the related ministries, Education and Culture Minister, Home Affairs Minister, Health Minister, and Religious Affairs Ministers. Let's move on to the international news. France has become the latest European country to introduce restrictions on UK's tourists due to the spread of the Indian coronavirus variant. The French government announced that from May 31st, anyone arriving from the UK must quarantine 7 days. As quoted by BBC.com, Germany imposed a 2-week quarantine on UK's arrival last week. Austria has banned direct UK flights from June 1st. By last week, the UK had recorded more than 3,000 cases of the B16172 variant. That number has risen by more than 2,000 cases from the previous week. England Chief Medical Officer Professor Chris Whitty has said the Indian variant is more transmittable than the UK's variant first identified in Kent, which was responsible for the UK's deadly wave of coronavirus infection this winter. An opinion poll showed on Wednesday that Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's National Regeneration Movement, or Morena, and its allies are expected to maintain control of the lower house of Congress in election on June 6, but with fewer seats. As reported by Reuters.com, the May 15-18 survey of 1,500 registered voters by polling firm GEA-ISA showed the leftist Morena winning 209 seats in the 500-seat lower house compared to the 253 it currently holds. The poll said Morena's allies, the Green Party and the Labour Party, were seen picking up 50 seats between them to ensure a majority, giving alliance 259 in total. Mexico lower house controls the budget, and López Obrador has urged voters to ensure his alliance stays in charge of it. Morena originally won 191 seats when López Obrador was elected in 2018, but the factions and changes of allegiance swelled the party's ranks. Along with its campaign allies, Morena captured more than 300 seats in the last election. After years of talk, Switzerland has scrapped efforts aimed at agreeing an overarching treaty with the European Union. Switzerland is not in the European Union but has signed up to many of its policies, such as freedom of movement. As quoted by BBC.com, the relationship is currently governed by more than 120 bilateral deals and a failure to replace them with one framework deal called Harm Ties. The European Union said its side regrets this decision, given the progress that has been made over the last years. The European Union-Switzerland Free Trade Agreement dates back to 1972. The Commission, the executive body for the European Union's 27 member states, said that without an European Union-Swiss framework agreement, modernizing that relationship would not be possible. A powerful cyclone has torn into eastern India, with reports suggesting it has killed several people. Cyclone Yaas, which intensified into a very severe cyclonic storm, hit the states of West Bengal and Orissa, also known as Odisha, on Wednesday, as well as lashing southern Bangladesh. As reported by BBC.com, this is the second cyclone to hit the country in a week, after Cyclone Tauktae killed more than 150 people. It comes as India is already struggling to deal with its COVID-19 outbreak. Yaas lashed coastal areas with ferocious wind and rain as it made landfall in India, damaging homes and bringing waves that swamped towns. More than 1 million people were evacuated in the country as the storms approach. In its latest update, the Indian Meteorological Department tweeted that the cyclone had sustained winds of 70 to 80 kilometers an hour and with gusts of up to 90 kilometers an hour. It said the storm is likely to move farther northwestwards and weaken gradually in the next 3 hours. That was the news.
Thank you. Devasak Day 2565 Buddhist Era or 2021 was held humbly amid the pandemic. The modest commemoration of Vesak Day by Indonesian Buddhists was a reflection of the main meanings of Siddhartha Gautama's teachings. In Indonesia, the Vesak Day commemoration is usually centered at the Borobudur Temple, Magelang, Central Java. However, because of the pandemic, the peak events of the Vesak Day, such as taking the holy water, releasing the lanterns and birds, were not held. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Yakut Holil Komas, in welcoming the Vesak Day, appreciated the Buddhists for celebrating the Vesak 2565 PE Buddhistly and following the government recommendation and health protocol amid the pandemic. Minister Yakut said, through the movement of this year's Vesak Day, he gave a message for the Buddhists to keep tightening the brotherhood as written in the Dhammapada. In 2020, Vesak Day fell during Ramadan. The Vesak was still commemorated solemnly thanks to the religious tolerance in Indonesia. The cultural and belief diversity was a strong capital for Indonesians to complement each other and to show the true soul of the nation. It is because difference is a blessing from the God. With all differences, Indonesians can still respect and complement each other, as the freedom of religion is guaranteed in the 1945 constitutions.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette der COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on May 27, 1937, when the Golden Gate Bridge was opened. The Golden Gate Bridge is a bridge connecting San Francisco City and Cape Marin in the United States. This bridge is one of the most spectacular infrastructure buildings in the world. It is an orange bridge with a length of 2.7 kilometers, and the construction cost worth $35 million, or about 525 billion rupiah. Next event was in 1964, about the death of Jawaharlal Nehru. On May 27, 1964, the founder of modern India and, at the time, the Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru passed away. He was one of the most influential leaders during the Indian independence movement. He is also said to be the political successor to Mahatma Gandhi. He became the first prime minister after India won independence on August 15, 1947. He carried out economic and educational reforms that earned him respect. Nehru is known as a neutral leader in foreign policy. After his death, his daughter Indira Gandhi and grandson Rajiv Gandhi were also elected as prime ministers of India. The last event was in 2006, the earthquake in Yogyakarta. The tectonic earthquake rocked the special region of Yogyakarta and Central Java on May 27, 2006 at approximately 5:55 local time for 57 seconds. The earthquake was measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale. Even the United States Geological Survey reported that the earthquake occurred at 6.2 on the Richter scale. The earthquake left 6,234 people dead. Ancient buildings and sites were badly damaged. Various friendly countries also helped to recover from this disaster. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cinta ini
tak pernah padamkan rinduku,
namun sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mata hatimu mengarah, please baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah pada waktunya. Cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Natural resources, environment, and forestry issues in Indonesia are very complex and require attention of all national elements, including the next generation, in developing its sustainability. That was stated by the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, when speaking in the Green Leadership Education Program initiated by Institut Hijau Indonesia on Sunday. Siti Nurbaya said, Indonesia needs a new generation to be the future manager of environment and forestry who has education, knowledge, and leadership. They are the beginning from the potentials to build and preserve the environment as the young generation who loves Indonesia. The Environment and Forestry Ministry also said environment quality will decide the future, for it will affect human life quality such as economy and food security. Also, their knowledge, technology, behavior, and commitment are also crucial in the interaction sustainability and quality with the environment where the young will decide it. Siti Nurbaya also said as a country that is enjoying the demographic bonus, Indonesia has a lot of young potential agents of change. Based on the statistics, of the 270 million total Indonesian population, some 25.87% are millennials between 24 and 39 years old. The other 27.94% is Z generation, with between 8 and 23 years old. Their potentials are idealism, high and dynamic mobility, empathy and solidarity, innovation and creativity, as well as courage and openness that can be optimized to bring Indonesian natural resources and environment preservation forward. The Green Leadership Education Program aims to create green leadership for the young as the next generation to have social justice and to make a stand for the environment. The program also aims to get new leaders from various backgrounds so that all segments of the people can have a leader with a green perspective and real stance for rescuing and preserving the environment.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam? Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
There are many ways people can express their happiness to celebrate Idul Fitri. There is one unique and distinctive tradition carried out by the Jepara people in Central Java province. Their happiness during Idul Fitri is manifested in the form of sea elms, which is also known as the Lomban tradition. This tradition is usually held every 7 Syawal or 1 week after Idul Fitri. Lomban at the Lomban party comes from the word lomba-lomba, in which the Jepara fishing community has fun to carry out competitions at sea. There are also those who say the word lomban comes from the word lelumban, or having fun. Reporting from ugm.ac.id, the race party is believed to have been held for a century. At the beginning of its implementation, the center of the crowd during the lomban party was centered in Jepara Bay and ended on Kelor Island. The Sea Elms traditions consist of several events, namely pilgrimage to ancestors' grave, puppet performance, floating processions, and joint prayer. Wayang performances, which are usually held throughout the night, will be limited to only 2 hours without spectators due to the current COVID-19 pandemic situation. For the floating processions, there are usually various offerings that are floated into the sea, such as a buffalo heads, legs, skin, along with its turtles. In addition, there are also kupat, red and white porridge, market snacks, rice covered with fish, ingkung chicken, or the chicken cooked in coconut milk sauce, and 7 kinds of flowers. After being prayed for and carried out by a number of processions, the offerings were then paraded out to the sea by the local community. This year, the floating procession was different from previous years. The event of floating of buffalo heads into the sea in Jepara Regency, Central Java, was held on a limited basis on May 20th to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The event was held simply and only attended by limited participants and close to the audience. After the floating processions, the Gulf War is usually held. However, because it is still in a pandemic situation, the Gulf War event is cancelled. During the Gulf War procession, the fishermen carried parts of the offering on their respective boats and then threw them at each other. Usually, this procession is fun and lively. After the Gulf War was over, fishermen then move closer to the beach to pray together and every residents eat together.
Cinta membuat tersiksa.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the Indonesian student team has again proven its ability and competitiveness through the international competition for innovation in energy-efficient vehicles, Shell Eco Marathon or SEM. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation, SEM was held with a new format in the form of the 2021 ESM Off-Track Award or OTA, virtual competition from 1st February to 3rd March 2021. SEM is an annual global competition for students who test their innovative ideas regarding energy efficiency and has a long history since its inception in France in 1985. Indonesia's participation in this prestigious competition has taken part 11 times since SEM was first held in Asia in 2010. Through this event, various innovations in energy-efficient and environmentally friendly vehicles have been successfully displayed by young innovators from Indonesia who are competing in the global arena. Among the 64 teams for 12 countries registered in the Asia-Pacific and Middle East regions, 4 teams for Indonesia were crowned first and second place winners for different categories. The Garuda team of Yogyakarta State University won first place in the Vehicle Design Award for Urban Concept category. And the Sapu Angin team of 10 November Institute of Technology was first place in the Data and Telemetry Award category. In addition, the runner-up position was won by the Rakata team from the Bandung Institute of Technology in the Data and Telemetry Award category, and the Arjuna team from University of Indonesia in the Safety Award category. The Garuda team won first place in the Vehicle Design Award for Urban Concept category because it was considered successful in demonstrating constructive product development that resulted in weight reduction without reducing vehicle performance. Meanwhile, the Sapu Angin team won first place in the Data and Telemetry Award category, which was considered successful in using telemetry data, a technology that enables remote measurement and reporting of information to system designers or operators, so as to improve the optimization of driving strategies. In addition, the Sapu Angin team also made history as the team that won the first title in this newest category in the world. The 2021 OTA Award was presented to 7 different categories, namely the Vehicle Design Award for Urban Concept, Vehicle Design Award for Prototype, Data and Telemetry Award, Safety Award, Communication Award, Simulate to Innovate, and Technical Innovation. Globally, there were a total of 154 teams for 137 universities in 37 countries participating until the final stage, with 27 teams from Indonesia. The participants competed to show their energy-efficient vehicle innovations before a panel of judges. The first place winners in each category are entitled to prize money worth $1,500 and the runner-up of $750. That was Miss Seleni.
Passion and redeem
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, detecting overdriving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present to you a song by Deddy Dukun and Dian Pramana Putra, who are members of the 2D group. Since their formation in 1983, they have released 3 albums. One of its flagship songs is entitled Masih Ada, which was released in 1989. The lyrics of the song tells about the longing of someone who does not want to be separated and will struggle to be always with their loved one. The song was composed back in 2003 by Warna and in 2016 by 3 composers. Listener, here is the song Masih Ada by 2D.
Tiada pernah ada kata berpisah.
Indonesia.
Ku cari tahu tentangmu, tanggal dan tahun lahirmu. Ku pelajari rasi bintang, menebak pribadimu, toko kartun favoritmu, dan warna kegemaranmu. Ku telusuri di titik mana kita akan bertemu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu, tatapanmu. Menyiksaku tapi sungguh candu. Lika-liku labirinmu, takkan urungkan niatku. Betapa ku yakin kita berdua bisa menyatu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu. Tersesatku dia di warnamu, pesonamu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu. Tersesatku dia di warnamu, pesonamu. Tahun lahirmu, ku pelajari rasi bintang, menebak pribadimu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu, tatapanmu. Menyisaku tapi sungguh candu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu.
Betapa ku yakin kita berdua bisa menyatu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku menganggap kamu sahabat, tapi kamu lebih dari itu. Sudah ku jelaskan, aku punya pendamping setia di sisiku. Kau bercerita semakin dalam, seakan tak menganggapnya ada. Sudah ku jelaskan, aku punya, tapi kau terus memaksakannya. Jadikan ku pelarianmu, walau sesaat ku sia. Temanimu hingga usai, kini malam pun berganti. Detik waktu pun menanti. Ku harus pulang. Jelaskan, aku punya pendamping setia di sisiku. Sudah ku jelaskan, aku punya, yeah, tapi kau terus memaksakannya. Jadikan ku pelarianmu, walau sesaat.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.